Now, there is an underlying economic problem. The result is about how does it impact upon life in Britain and domestic policy. I think at some levels it didn't change a great deal. For instance, when Labour came in, they introduced the comprehensives, 1065, close 1065, sort of promotes comprehensivisation, and that gradually comes in. And I certainly supported that because what they did was to get rid of some of the grammar schools, the direct and the maintain, and one of them got 90% of their funding from the state anyway, and the other got 80% because of different things they could claim for. And I always felt that if that was the case, they should be state schools. And what Labour said, if you want to remain in that situation, you're a state school. If you don't, go and get the customers yourself and pay for everything and raise them. And I always thought that was justified because I can't believe that it's not a state school if 90% of the funding or 80% of the funding comes from the state. It's got to be a state school. Otherwise, you're just giving money for a private body to continue. So things like that, education did change. And we did see some remarkable changes in education. In the mid-60s, a widening of the universities. I was perhaps the first generation to go to the sort of red brick, new technological type universities of the mid-60s. And of course, later on, the Open University, and also connected with that, the polytechnics, which became the new universities of 1992.